The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show. Have we got an exciting show for you?
Yeah. And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and oh so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. That's right. The Fanatic Organics love Alive and Well. That's what we are. And don't forget, at Alive and Well, you have all the magnificent formulas, the wonderful organic products, terrific variety, protein powders, vitamins, combinations. It's all there at Alive and Well. And don't forget that right next to us is our buddy, our best buddy, and it is the Broth Cafe. Broth Cafe Restaurant at Alive and Well. Broad spectrum broth, beautiful air conditioning, lovely marble table, wonderful seating. Everything is so perfect, and you can't even begin to say how many marvelous things there are about the Broth Cafe. Again, broad spectrum, all kinds of wonderful foods, organically made, organically produced, and the local organic farmers bringing in all of their vegetables every single day. We
that
get all
that. Sounds like a really buddy broth.
It is terrific.
Buddy, budding, growing.
It's exactly right, wonderful. Dear. And you know, remember that in certain ways, we don't impose our own necessary belief systems. Whether you make a choice is yours, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, but what you choose across the boards should be organic, healthy, and free of the chemicals and the toxins that poison our environment when they're not eating at the Broth Cafe.
And they poison your tummy as well.
That's exactly. So all of those things are true. And every single day we are so grateful to the local certified organic farmers. Every day we get that magnificent produce that's included in all of our recipes and included in our fresh squeezed organic vegetable, et cetera. It's juices that are there only in glass. And tell us about the Vortex Power Water, dear.
Well, I would, but I'm right. You caught me at a moment when I really want to take a little slug of Vortex water.
I know. I know.
Anyhow, Vortex water is alive and well water. Okay, not from the well, from the greater well of life. Yes, but the idea is that it's alive and vibrant. It's the hydrogen and oxygen molecules are dancing on your tongue. It's amazing what water really is, hydrogen and oxygen. Amazing.
And free of chemicals and all of that, just like the mountain streams you always talk
pure
about.
Pure as pure can
the
be.
The beautiful thing.
Oh, delicioso. Makes great tea or coffee or just a good old water drink. Could you ever think of that anymore? Does anybody just drink water?
True water. And don't forget all of the, don't forget that that's all that's, you know, that's served over there at the Broth Cafe. Okay? And we have the glasses of the wonderful water for you to drink
and
over there.
And you bring your glass jug or your plastic jug. But try to replace your plastic jugs with glass jugs.
Yes,
because
that's right.
I read an article the other day that the plastic microparticles in our life, each person consumes the equivalent of a credit card, plastic credit card, on an annual basis. Plastic microparticles are in every part of our environment.
Funny, I've been hungry for many things in my life, but I've never been hungry for plastic.
Never.
I don't want putting that into my system.
I can look at a credit card and I don't start to salivate, and not even a little bit.
Sometimes you can if you're going out there shopping and you see some pretty clothes and all. It doesn't mean you want to eat it up. But one thing you definitely want to eat up. You know, we're very excited because Alive and Well keeps bringing in the wonderful organic wonderful organic supplements, etc. And we've just brought in that something we're very excited about, and here's the medical reports about that. We have brought in the high-potency, organic, and wondrous Andrographis. Is that correct pronunciation?
Are you terrific?
I tried, honey.
My
I tried.
Goodness. And your English teacher would be so thrilled.
She would. Mrs. Marmore, I remember my English teacher's name. Do you remember yours? And Gladys Baldwin, too.
Yes, but does Miss Marmore remember you?
That's the trouble. I look a little differently, don't I?
Well, perhaps.
And, you know, you might say that I'm a bit older, but as old as I am, I'm not as old as Andrographis. And the background of that, say the specialist, here's the specialist reporting. This remarkable plant has been used for centuries in Asia as a traditional medicine for a range of ailments. I didn't know that. Did you?
Sure I did.
Oh, of course you did.
Of course I did.
You know, you have to be superior, don't you,
and
Dee?
And by the way, my English teacher's name was Mrs. Deeds.
Mrs. Deeds.
As in Mrs. Deeds goes to Washington?
Oh, that's right, or Mr. Deeds or something like that. And you know, when they keep on writing that actually Andrographis is, as the specialists say, a top antiviral herb and a natural remedy for respiratory conditions that has been used for a long, long, long time.
Well, it's a major boost for your innate immune system, okay? The idea of using the nutrients and to being cognizant, being aware of different components in your diet or your lifestyle, which either contribute to or take away from your ability to create new cellular life.
That's right, new cellular
and
life.
And Andrographis is a major component of that.
Yeah, and they report, yes. Go ahead, dear.
Along with the NAC Plus, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
Definitely.
Okay?
We got to tell about that. There's incredible news about
but
that
these
today.
But these are major, major natural substances which reinforce the body's innate capability to create new healthy cells.
And in the Asian reports about this Asian herb, that it has been known to help reduce fever, combat inflammation, reduce oxidative stress, and help to relieve symptoms of common cold and flu. Andrographis, also known as, I didn't know this then, quote, Indian echinacea.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
Ooh. It has a long history of use in traditional Chinese medicine. They have all kinds of background on that, the doctors, and Ayurvedic medicine. Extracts and pure compounds of the plant.
Well, then where do they get the Indian part of it?
India. It's from India.
I know from India. But
Ayurvedic medicine.
But then you talk about the Chinese. So both the ancient Chinese herbal medicine and the Indian Ayurvedic medicine, both using the same
natural substance. That's exactly right.
Wonderful.
And they go on say that the extracts and pure compounds of this plant have been shown to possess naturally antimicrobial, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and immunostimulant functions. The plant has been used in China and Asian herbal medicine for colds and influenza and even cough. That's very interesting, and we have, and we're very grateful. The price is wonderful. It's all organic and high potency, so we do have now at Alive and Well, the Alive and Well, all natural organic Andrographis and high potency.
Wonderful.
You got to grab it. You got to grab it. You know, well, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medication. Doctor's area. We are strictly educators. Educators about, and just like we're reading to you now, these are medical science reports of medical, what the nutrients have been shown in these traditional reports, okay? Now, here is a testimonial. Again, we didn't pay the lady. She came spontaneously. She wanted to talk to you, Den, but you were on a phone consultation at the time.
Well, because I charge. I charge for testimonials.
Oh, never, 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 never. You never do. You're just charged up with joy about the nutrients.
Amen.
But you don't charge for testimonials.
Amen, man.
Right?
Right, right.
So the lady came over. She says, I have to tell you this. I wish I could have this, that you could all see this picture. She's wonderful, older lady, more close to my age, and great spirit. She says, she wanted to talk to you. You're on the phone. She says, I can't thank Den enough. I can't. And she says, can I hug you? I said, I'll tell him. She said, this is what she said. I'm not making a claim. She said her chronic, long-standing, long-going COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, was completely cured with NAC Plus.
Beautiful.
Along with the quercetin vitamin C combination
beautiful.
That you told her about, and you told about your story about how it had been so significant.
Sure did, yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe you want me to tell the story again?
Well, you know, abbreviate.
Okay, I'll abbreviate.
Okay.
But I've told this story. Many people who hear the program regularly may be sick and tired of hearing this story. But I had a bad lungs and bad breathing capabilities from the time I was an infant. And as I grew up, I, of course, from teenage years, I had to smoke and drink and carouse and do all kinds of
things.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Which did not help the whole health
didn't
scenario.
Help you. No,
one
it didn't
bit,
at all.
Okay?
I could have told you that.
I didn't know you then.
You didn't know
you
me then.
You couldn't have saved me.
No.
Okay. This was my, never mind.
Okay.
Anyway. At one time in my early 40s, I went to a doctor. In those days, many, many years ago,
yes.
In those days, you went to a doctor on an annual basis for a physical, for a checkup, to see how everything was going. Well, I was experiencing quite a few negative health scenarios. So I went to a doctor for a checkup, and he said, well, you see these x-rays of your lungs. You've got all the black spots. And the inflammation, that is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That is emphysema. There is no cure for that. You have to take drugs for that for the rest of your life, or it just gets worse and worse and worse. So I said, thank you very much. I don't think I'll do that. I didn't choose that option. I started taking the NAC Plus. And with my regular vitamin C, which I'd been taking, but then I also added some eliminated some of the trash in my life. A year later, I went back for a checkup to follow up to see what was happening with my dire prediction of bad lungs. And he said, what have you been doing? I said, He said, well, last year's x-rays showed all these black spots and inflammation, and this year's x-rays, they're all gone. What did you do?
Wow.
I said, well, I added NAC Plus, and the expression on his face was, huh?
He didn't even know what it was.
He wasn't familiar with it. But that's the story. I later found out how effective NAC is to rejuvenate the lung tissue, to rejuvenate, rebuild, restore, renew your liver and your kidneys and your sinuses and your brain and
everything else.
It's a major, major inducer of the production of glutathione. Glutathione is the body's main antioxidant, anti-aging substance that it creates to neutralize free radicals and chronic inflammation.
And you know, Dr. Siegel, the leading doctor on television, he's not holistic. He was just he was constantly consulted by the top reporters about COVID and other things. Oh, spoke continuously about NAC Plus, mm-hmm. and taking the vitamin C and D3, and he said that NAC Plus prevents the death of the alveoli, which is what the viruses, pneumonia, and COVID do. They cause the death of the breathing cells in the lungs, alveoli, A-L-V-E-O-L-I. He says NAC prevents and reverses that death.
Yep.
And I said, we were watching it continuously, him talking about this. Why does nobody listen? Anyhow, let's listen to what Dr. Blaylock, this is a very famous doctor, Russell Blaylock, MD, reporting only clinical trials.
Right.
And here is his article that just came out, that natural compounds are safer than drugs, says the doctor. I'm quoting him exactly. Not too long ago, he says, I met a pharmaceutical scientist at a meeting, and he told me that comparing plant extracts to pharmaceutical drugs, this is the pharmacist speaking, he found that the extracts were far safer from the plants and worked better. And we've known this for decades, says Dr. Blaylock.
Right.
The thing, now, this is a knockout. You have to listen to this. I didn't know this, Den. This is a knockout. The doctor is saying, the thing that ended the AIDS epidemic was the extract N-acetylcysteine Plus, which was able to treat people when the medical profession had nothing to offer. NAC Plus increases glutathione, the cell's most important antioxidant and toxic metal chelator.
That's so important, especially nowadays, because there are major metal chelators in all the COVID vaccines.
And he says it has been shown, NAC Plus has been shown to dramatically shorten the duration of viral infections, and yet is extremely safe. It also helps prevent cancer and neurodegenerative diseases.
Is it any wonder then, honey? Listen, is it any wonder why the FDA wants to make this a drug?
Unbelievable.
Wants to take it away from
That's
the populace?
Right. That's right.
Wants to deprive people of a natural substance which has proven so safe, so effective, that the FDA says, well, we can't have that on the market. We got to make that a drug and take it away from the populace.
You know, I wish I had known, because we were young actors when we met and all of that, and nutrition was just beginning. And I wish I had known, because there were dear friends of ours, you know, that died of AIDS. Mm-hmm. I wish I had known then about NAC, okay?
Right.
That's really extremely exciting. He goes on to say that NAC Plus fights cancer and benefits immunity.
There you
Could
go.
You read this, please, Den?
I'd be delighted.
This is this area right here, dear, that he's talking about, NAC+, okay?
Okay.
There you go, sir.
Well, I'm a big fan of NAC+, and Dr. Blaylock.
Dr. Blaylock reporting.
Okay. Direct, this is word for word as he wrote it, folks, okay? I have had great success as a doctor using plant-based enzymes such as natokinase and bromelain to treat advanced cancers. A new report now shows that NAC Plus can inhibit growth of gastrointestinal cancer cells by arresting the cell division of the cancers or even causing the cancer cells to kill themselves.
Wow.
Which is called apoptosis.
Apoptosis. They kill themselves. The murderers kill themselves.
I'll let that just sink in for a second. Or should I read it again?
Read it.
It's just phenomenal. It says, a new report now shows that NAC Plus can inhibit growth of gastrointestinal cancer cells. Inhibit the cancer growth.
Isn't
Got that?
Amazing.
No wonder the FDA wants to take it off the
right.
market. It does it by arresting the cell division of the cancers or even causing the cancer cells themselves to kill themselves. Apoptosis is what it's called. It also enhances autophagy, in which the cancer cells degrade themselves. He goes on to say, bromelain also enhances immunity, and NAC Plus increases the normal cell's protection by increasing cellular glutathione, which is a major cell protector. That's I mentioned
earlier
in the conversation.
You did.
Okay. Each of these substances alone was shown to have anti-cancer effects, but when taken together, those effects created a kind of anti-cancer synergy. Both gastric cancers and colon cancers were also inhibited. Other studies, I'm sorry, folks, I got to pause. Take a breath here. This information is just phenomenal.
Staggering.
Because we've been told for so many years there's no cure, there's no cure, there's no cure, there's no cure. Well, there is.
There has been,
and there will, and there still is. He goes on to say, other studies have found benefits with NAC Plus for breast cancer, for leukemia, for lymphoma, for melanoma. One study found that NAC Plus induced maturation of leukemia cells, making them like normal, healthy cells, turning cancer cells to normal cells. How incredible is that?
Unbelievable.
NAC Plus also prevented the invasion of bladder cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer, tongue cancer, and lung cancer. In other studies, NAC Plus alone reduced tumor growth substances and enhanced the killer cell program, P53, within cells. Good
amazing,
God Almighty.
Amazing.
Okay. He goes on to say, finally, another study found that NAC Plus enhanced the cancer-killing ability of chemotherapy agents against pancreatic cancer and liver cancer cells.
Dr. Mercola also did a huge report, which we reported on radio, that it's making it made some of these really toxic medications used to fight cancer much more effective, so they could use, and the doctors were thrilled because they could use much less of them, very little of them, which was much less toxic and destructive
to the patient. Absolutely.
That, and he made that point, Dr. Mercola, in all the studies that were shown, how it's your friend and buddy in every conceivable manner.
It neutralizes drug toxicities as well. That's one major point that Mona was talking about. It's phenomenal
stuff. It is phenomenal. And you know, Dr. Blaylock, it's an entire article, okay, about how deadly the vaccines are and how they damage the immune system. I may not go into all of that because it's just so much.
But let me just interject one second here, honey.
Yes?
The vaccines work by stultifying, nullifying your own innate capabilities.
That's exactly right.
Your own immune system is neutralized and replaced by the drugs.
That's right. And he goes on about endless thing, and he's about talking about the vaccine release. And he says here, one of the things he says is, this is again, he's reporting with reams of clinical trials backing up everything he says. What we have learned since the vaccine release, says the doctor, after tens of millions of people in the U.S. were administered these experimental injections, we began to see a dramatic rise in adverse events, including hundreds of thousands of serious complications and hundreds of thousands of deaths. Complications from the vaccines included, and he lists them, blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, paralysis, blindness, hearing loss, loss of cognitive function, abnormal menstrual bleeding, miscarriages, malformed babies, bizarre neurological syndromes, facial paralysis, peripheral neuropathy, that's nerve damage throughout the whole body, myocarditis, pericarditis, that's inflammation of the heart muscle, infertility. And he says, these complications occurring within just a few months of the vaccine's release exceeded the complications seen from all previous vaccines combined over the past 30 years. And he says it's insanity and the DNA destruction, the madness of vaccinating small children, adolescents, and young people because they're having a huge rise in inflammation of the heart muscle, the membranes around the heart, the injected teenagers having these serious effects, he says, the medical literature, anyway. And here he's talking about how it causes autism spectrum disorder, inflammation in the brain, go on. But what he does say, which is an uplift, is because heart damage, he says, from these vaccines is primarily caused by high levels of inflammation and free radical generation within the heart muscle, antioxidant compounds and anti-inflammatory compounds help protect the heart and prevent cardiac deterioration. All right? And he lists the nutrients that do that. It's pretty complicated.
Well, pain power is one of them.
And I was going to say,
because of the high levels of all the anti-inflammatories in pain power. Natokinase and serratiol peptidase, the amla, the boswellia, and the curcumin concentration, the highest concentration of curcumin, a major, major anti-inflammatory.
Right. And he goes on with all of your, you know, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful nutrients here. High vitamin C.
Yes.
The 100% natural D-alpha-tocopherol vitamin E, the R form of alpha-lipoic acid.
Major,
he makes that point, preventing the neurological damage to the heart.
And rebuilding, restoring, renewing the neurotrophic factor of your brain.
That's right.
In the same process.
That's right. And protecting, remember what the European doctors have said about it? It stabilizes blood sugar, but this is the translation of the European doctors, prevents and reverses diabetic retinopathy, that's the blindness caused by the retina, neurological, and neuropathy throughout the whole body. The B-complex vitamins, and we have that at Alive and Well Isolated, but also we have it in the wonderful, can you talk about that wonderful Healthy One?
The Healthy One. The Healthy One, or the Healthy One, whichever emphasis you want to emphatically placed wherever you want to put it. Could be the Healthy One or the Healthy One, because it is remarkable in its comprehensive, multitudinous nutritional presence. It gives you the widest spectrum of nutrients of any multiple vitamin in the world. And it, keep this in mind, folks. Multiple simply means more than one.
That's right.
And you can get multiple vitamins, which would contain six or seven or maybe eight vitamins in minuscule
amounts.
Little tiny amounts, because that's what the used to be called the minimum daily requirement. The minimum daily requirement is just enough to keep you standing and breathing, not alive and active, not optimal. Well, the healthy one gives you the optimal dosage of nutrients, which, ask yourself this question. Do I give the minimum in anything that I do in my life? Do I get by with the least amount I could possibly do and still breathe and still stand up? Do I do that? No. Whatever you do in your life, you're committed to do. You give an optimal degree of energy.
Exactly.
An optimal degree of your mental and emotional capabilities, or a maximal amount.
Right.
Okay? But the minimum is just the minimum.
Nothing.
And that just barely keeps you alive and breathing.
And the great thing about the healthy one is that it's loaded with those high concentration.
From vegetables.
And also the intensive amounts of the organic spirulina, chlorella, all of those
That's
wonderful
right.
greens, and adaptogens. What people don't understand, there are nutrients that help the adrenals and help the different glands to adapt to the stress and everything else. All of those are in there. And your big belief, then, it has in that with the vegetarian digestive enzyme to make sure you digest and utilize that
That's
nutrient
right.
at a great low price. There's nothing touches it.
I couldn't have said it better.
Thank you. You're admitting that, honey?
Well,
oh my gosh.
I'm sorry I said that. It's possible I couldn't have said it better.
Well,
I'm sure I could have, but you preceded me. So
Gary twisted your toes to make sure that you said that nicely. I think he did. And, you know, the doctor goes on to say about how preventing damage to the heart and restoring the heart, the cardio coenzyme Q10, the active form of Q10, and he says... And he also includes Andrographis as another one,
All
too,
right,
which
see,
we were just talking
just
about.
Just talking about that a minute ago.
And he says these compounds, and vitamin D3, right up there in the top, okay? Vitamin D3. These compounds, says the doctor, also prevent heart scarring and cardiac hypertrophy, the shriveling up and wasting
That's
away
right.
of the heart. Heart failure, which is common in cases of myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart muscle caused by the vaccines that he was talking about. They protect, these nutrients protect the electrical conduction system of the heart, reducing arrhythmias. And he includes along with that taurine, one of my favorite hearing,
amino
and acetyl
acid.
L-carnitine.
Oh, boy.
Acetyl L-carnitine. He talks about how essential that is. And magnesium also, he says, is very important
but
for heart protection.
Let me go back to acetyl
L-carnitine. Go right ahead. Acetyl L-carnitine.
Acetyl L-carnitine is remarkable for the heart, for every muscle, for every cell in your body. But it's especially, particularly noteworthy that the brain... you've probably heard us say this many times and heard it from other sources as well. The brain has a blood-brain barrier. The brain is a self-protective organ between your ears that only allows certain nutrients and certain elements to come into the brain environment. It's called a blood-brain barrier.
Right.
Now, if this makes any sense to you, it made sense to me. That's why I'm going to relate it to you. I consider the blood-brain barrier, I had an image immediately of a castle.
Oh, yeah.
On a hill.
Oh.
And around the castle is a moat, a water barrier to keep out anything the castle, the people in the castle don't want in the castle.
Ooh.
But there is a bridge, a drawbridge, which they lower to let in the things they want to come in, and they raise it when they don't want their enemies to come in. So... in my juvenile mind, I see the moat, the bridge, the being lowered for acetyl L-carnitine, R-alpha lipoic acid, the cardio CoQ10, all the nutrients, the very essences and the super pure omega-3 fish oils, the bridge comes down and lets those nutrients come into the brain.
Wow.
Because that's, and then the brain raises the moat, the bridge again, to protect itself from L-carnitine. L-carnitine doesn't work for the brain. Acetyl L-carnitine is a major mitochondrial rejuvenator. Mitochondria, as you may know, folks, are the tiny, tiny, tiny little organelles in every invisible cell which create energy for that one invisible cell. But the brain has about 10,000 invisible mitochondria for every invisible cell. Can you get that? Can you wrap your head around that? 10,000 invisible organelles, little things, which produce energy for an invisible cell, which makes your brain function as a brain.
Right,
as
and
a creator,
does, and he
as
does
a rejuvenator.
Say, he does say, very makes that point, very point here, that about the mitochondrial function, the heart needs to be supplied, the mitochondria, with adequate energy. And he considers the top players for the adequate energy for the heart are PQQ, which we'll talk about in a second, vitamin B12, the R-lipoic acid, cardio-CoQ10, and acetyl-L-carnitine, the ones we were talking about. I also want you, and vitamin K2. Okay, very important.
Incredible.
Talking about the mitochondria, the energy of the heart muscle. But can you also include the multitudinous benefits of PQQ, what it is and what it does to brain power? That's Alive and Well's PQQ.
PQQ is pyrrolquinolone quinone.
Good, okay? good.
Okay, and I, when we first introduced this, of course, I made fun of Mona on the radio because she couldn't pronounce
it. I couldn't, and that's it. He always makes me feel like a bad girl because he has a better pronunciation than I do.
But except when we were doing Shakespeare.
Yes, okay.
I was just as good as you in Shakespeare. Okay.
Well, that's open to discussion.
But then Shakespeare didn't say pyrrolquinolone.
That's right.
All right.
And he didn't say it
He
didn't say it quite as beautifully as you just mentioned,
no,
it, Noah.
But go ahead.
Okay. Anyhow, PQQ, that's why they call it PQQ, because it's pyrrolquinolone quinone, and that's pretty hard to put together. Anyhow, PQQ is, again, a major neurotransmitter creator. It is a major rejuvenator of brain tissue, neurotrophic factor. The mitochondria, again, of every cell in your brain, invisible cell, contains 10,000 mitochondria in every cell, and pyrrolquinolone quinone, otherwise as Mona calls it, PQQ, rejuvenates the mitochondria. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. And
Is there any question about this, that there is a creator? A creator whose PQQ is certainly more abundant than mine or anybody else's. But that's the way they were put together. Invisible cell combined with invisible cell, combined with trillions of invisible cells and godzillion numbers of pyrrolquinolone quinone mitochondria.
And we made it much simpler for you to understand the high potency, much better price extract called Brain Power. At Alive and Well, brain
power. That contains the PQQ.
High concentration
and
PQQ.
And the R-alpha-lipoic acid.
Exactly. It's wonderful.
Brain nutrient. Again, nutrients, folks. Not just stuff. Don't put stuff in your mouth. Put nutrients in your mouth.
Exactly.
And gravitate. Let your psyche, your higher power, whatever you want to call it, push you to, lead you to nutrition, not to debris. Sugars and vegetable oils all create inflammation.
That's
inflammation
right.
is fire in every cell in your body. Destruction, complete destruction. Excess chronic inflammation is created by fire.
And the heart of the word is fire, flame. That's what all wars are like, too. The flame,
and that
the fire.
Is all the source of all disease. Say every medical source in the world, whether it's a drug cartel or whether it's holistic physicians, point out that chronic inflammation is the source, the creator of all, spell it capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease is created by chronic inflammation.
And I want to make sure that we can't leave Dr. Blaylock by realizing that he, at the end of every one of his articles, and he has it at the end, the references, and he lists 46 medical clinical trials to back up, 46, to back up every single thing from the Journals of Neurological Medicine, New England Journal of Medicine, all, lists everyone and all of them printed up from all the clinical trials, Surgical Neurological Medicine, Journal of the American Medical Association, over and over and over and over. This is not out of his head. It's not an opinion. It's exactly backed up with everything. And Blaylock goes on to say why low vitamin D3 endangers your health.
Right.
Okay? So low vitamin D3, he says, a series of studies by prestigious medical institutions, including the not-profit National Academy of Medicine, NAM, found that 100,000 to 300,000 people die every year from taking pharmaceutical drugs.
That's a minimal amount, okay.
Which means that in 10 years, 3 million people will die from taking these drugs. Meanwhile, deaths from natural compounds can be counted on one hand.
Yeah.
Worse yet, the great majority of the deaths associated with these toxic drugs are not the result of allergic complications or overdoses. Rather, people are dying from taking the drugs as prescribed. Pharmaceutical companies have paid billions in fines for the harm, including deaths, that they have caused.
And
when you make $20 billion profit on the sales of a drug, a $1 billion fine is just the cost of doing business, says the doctor.
And costs of doing business is buying politicians and legislative processes to enable them to do what they do.
That's right. And he goes on to say, a common vitamin, this is just what he's saying, vitamin D3 can help prevent infections like influenza, improve chronic medical conditions such as diabetes and cancer, and dramatically lower the death rates associated with COVID-19. Vitamin D3.
Where did we hear that? Well, recently, I mentioned this several programs ago, but recently I related the story of March 2020, 3.5 years ago, nearly 4 years ago. I'm watching television and announced, this was when COVID was really making its first inroads, and the hysteria was phenomenal. Everybody's going to die of COVID. Everybody's going to die of COVID. There is no effective defense against the COVID virus. The COVID virus is a super high potency, incredible, unknown virus going to kill everybody. And a doctor was being interviewed. He wasn't a holistic physician. His name was Dr. Siegel on television. And the announcer was highly anxious about the whole scenario. And what are we going to do, doctor? We're all going to die when we have no defense, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the doctor interrupted him and said, listen, you were created with an innate immune function.
Right.
Fortify what you have. Well, how do I do that? What would I do? What would I do? What would I do? And he says, take quercetin and vitamin C and D3 and zinc, and you have the nucleus of an immune system which kills viruses.
Right.
Of all way, shape, and form, and bacteria, and yeast, and fungus, and mold, and all the different pathogens. It reduces the incidence of heart disease and dementia and cancer, everything else. And the guy was overwhelmed. He was nonplussed. He didn't know what else to say. But that put it in a very succinct sentence or two. You have been given an innate immune function. Function. You're created with that. Sperm and egg meet and create you. And in that creating of you, there is a creation of an innate immune capability. Fortify what God gave you. And you do that with nutrition, which
That's
builds
right.
life in every cell.
And he goes on, Dr. Blaylock goes on and says that vitamin D3 enhances immune function while preventing abnormal immune reactions such as the cytokine storms kill people in viruses and with COVID, etc. The cytokine storms.
Cytokine is excessive inflammation.
Increasing your vitamin D3 level, says the doctor, and he has the clinical trials all cited, all the numbers cited of all the medical clinical trials. Increasing your vitamin D3 level suppresses infections by a number of mechanisms, such as increasing the skin and mucous membrane's physical barrier efficiency and improving immunity, especially cellular immunity. Vitamin D3 also suppresses infections by producing a series of special microbe-killing proteins known collectively as antimicrobial peptides. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
These include casalicin and lindens, 11, 17, and defenicin. Okay?
Oh, it's amazing how you pronounce those
words. I like
words.
That. And one of the most beneficial properties of vitamin D3, it suppresses pro-inflammatory cytokines, mm-hmm. the killer cells. Mm-hmm. It stimulates anti-inflammatory cells, helping to control the virus-induced inflammation, and which is what makes infections so deadly of all types. And a number of studies, he says, have shown that elevation of a particular inflammatory cytokine called interleukin-6 is one of the best indicators of a poor outcome with these terrible infections. And then he goes on and on and on about vitamin D3 and how, it's associated the energy production, the lack of that is with all kinds of diseases, okay?
And the official FDA recommended daily allowance of vitamin D3 is 600 units a day.
Nothing. Zero, okay. Zilch,
600
nada.
600 units a day, folks. Holistic physicians, cancer therapists are using 40 to 50,000
right.
units a day
mm-hmm.
to combat cancers and to restore health. There is a very important component here, and that factor here, and that is that vitamin D3, you've been told for many years, I'm sure, that vitamin D builds bones. Well, vitamin D helps to build bones, but vitamin D needs vitamin K2 along with the vitamin D3 to build the bones in the following manner, as explained by holistic physicians. Vitamin D3 enhances the absorption of calcium and bone-building nutrients from the intestines into the bloodstream. But into the bloodstream, the vitamin D3's job is complete. So this calcium and the magnesium and other minerals and things can build up and form plaque in the arteries and create hardening of the arteries without vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 picks up that calcium and those minerals, all bone-building components, and puts them in the bones where they belong. They are the actual bone builders. Vitamin D3 provides the raw materials available to create the bone, but the bone builders, it's a construction team. There's a delivery of calcium and bone nutrients into the bloodstream, and then the workmen, the carpenters, come along and pick up that calcium and mineral and other minerals, magnesium, etc., and actually delivers it, builds, reconstructs, creates new bone with it.
Right, and he says here, Dr. Blaylock reporting in all the clinical trials listed, that it has been estimated that vitamin D3 levels of people in the United States to at least 40 nanograms a milliliter would save 336,000 lives a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he quotes the clinical trials. This would include, and this is his words, not mine, according to the clinical trials, 180,000 fewer deaths from cardiovascular diseases.
Beautiful.
70,000 fewer deaths from other types of cancer. 20,000 fewer deaths from colon cancer. 15,000 fewer deaths from Alzheimer's disease. 12,000 fewer deaths from breast cancer. A 2011 study involving 10 European countries found that people with the lowest vitamin D3 levels had three times, that's 300% greater risk of colon cancer than those with vitamin D3 levels of 50 nanograms a milliliter. I'll have you explain that in a second. Then he goes on to say, another study found that women with vitamin D3 levels of 48 nanograms a milliliter had a 50% lower incidence of breast cancer than women with lower levels, and a more recent analysis at 11 case-controlled medical studies of breast cancer and serum vitamin D3 levels found, the researchers found, a 70% lower incidence of breast cancer for women with vitamin D3 levels of 45 nanograms a milliliter than those that had lower levels. Can you explain what those nanograms things are?
Yeah, yeah. The idea is that you may gather from this discussion already that low vitamin D3 levels are conducive to disease and major health disasters. Well, there's a group of physicians called the Vitamin D3 Council, which has published a lot of information in the past, that vitamin D, the population is 80% of the population is deficient in vitamin D3, because most recognized official medical authorities say that 20 nanograms per milliliter of blood is a sufficient dose of sufficient blood level of vitamin D3, which will help everything. Well, 20 nanograms per milliliter is deficient, says the other holistic physicians. It becomes, vitamin D blood levels become efficient when it's 60 nanograms or 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 nanograms per milliliter. And that's when you have an immune system that is impervious to most any negative health scenario. Vitamin D3 builds bones and brains and hearts and lung tissue. It does. It's a major, major anti-inflammatory component. So don't be holistic physicians say don't be shy with vitamin D3. Use it. But if you want to get your vitamin D3 from the sun, great. Lay in the sun. Go to the beach in the sun. And without the sun protective factor of 40, 50, or whatever the heck number it is, if you start to get a little red and crimson, then get out of the sun. That's enough for one day, okay? But if you're wearing long pants and long sleeve shirts and you're taking a walk and you're wearing a wide-brimmed hat and think you're going to get some vitamin D3, you ain't going to get nothing but white skin or unprotected. There's no unprotected skin on your body. To go along with this whole debacle, the federal government now says we've got to do something to diffuse the rays of the sun. As you may know, folks, sun is a major source. Sunlight is a major source of creation of vitamin D3 in your bloodstream. But the government says, and the government, of course, knows everything, the government says we got too much sun. So we're going to have to spray some more aluminum factors in the air to reflect the sun's rays back into outer space, to protect people, to protect our environment from the sun. Well, you know, the sun's been around a lot longer than the government. And the sun has developed this wonderful thing called the world, our world. I would take with some caution any official government edict. As Ronald Reagan said years ago, I'm here from the government. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you. Right. Well, the government, as you know, is susceptible to a lot of different contrary opinions.
And the important thing is to go with even the clinical trials, just like we quoted here about the American Pediatric Association. That's all that's the children's doctors. They did a huge study of thousands of women pregnant and nursing, and found that taking the right dosage of vitamin D3 on a daily basis reduced all the deaths of children, all preterm birth, bone loss, vision loss, brain loss, everything. And any kind of infection, prevented infections in the pregnant ladies. And when they kept doing it when they were nursing, and then after that started to give, just as soon as they stopped nursing, give the babies 1,000 units and then up it to 5. That's to the babies. They said, we can't do, and then they quoted and said, we can't do a mandate, that's a gun to your head, but we can do the strongest recommendation we could ever do based on all the clinical trials that the pregnant and nursing mothers need to take that vitamin D3.
Absolutely.
And then give it to the babies.
Absolutely.
As soon as they're through
Absolutely.
You know, so that's just on every level. And I wonder, Den, this is very important because this has been printed up. It's very, 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 very important here in the Doctor's Journal about Big Pharma's deadly secret, huge death toll from prescription drugs.
Yep.
And then when Americans reached the grim milestone of 100,000 COVID-19 deaths, it confirmed the enormity of the pandemic back then. But as awful as that battle was, there is something else that kills more than 100,000 Americans every year. It's mostly overlooked by the public. Adverse drug reactions.
Adverse drug reactions are the third leading cause of death, according to all medical science. Number one is heart disease. Number two is cancer. Number three is adverse drug events.
And here's a top doctor that says that this high number of deaths doesn't include illegal drug use, self-medications, or overdoses. No. This is simply people taking medications as prescribed. And that underscores the enormity of the problem. And here's the quote from Dr. Michael Carome, MD, director of the Health Research Group. Quote, ADRs, adverse drug reactions, are a major public health problem, says Dr. Michael Carome. And a meta-analysis published in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association estimated that these ADRs accounted for at least 106,000 outright deaths of hospitalized patients. And this grew to 128,000. Each year it's been growing and then they did say it's vastly understated, say the doctors
vastly
and extra.
Vastly understated.
Yeah, and here says Donald Light, the MD, the death toll is much higher because so many people who have fatal ADRs are not in hospital, says the doctor. And he's...
They're not in hospital.
That's right.
That's right.
And then he goes on and on about how deadly they are. And almost all the drugs that FDA approves as safe and effective had very little testing for safety. And that was quoted by the institutional corruption of pharmaceuticals and the myth of safe and effective drugs. Drugs taken as prescribed kill people in a variety of ways, heart attacks, arrhythmias, et cetera, and there are greater damage even for older people, says Dr. Carome. The more drugs you take, the more the risk, because different drugs have harmful reactions than other older people who have less ability to metabolize can damage the liver, the kidneys, and all the vital organs. So it's real important to know we have to, take back our health and take back our power.
And the thing to consider also is this. Drugs reduce symptoms. Thank God. Okay? They reduce symptoms, but they don't solve the problem. Take away the drugs and the problem is just as bad as it always was. Because drugs don't create life. Nutrients create life. Keep that in mind. Nutrients create cellular life, and healthy cells mean a healthy you.
So come to Alive and Well, because we are there for you in every conceivable way. And again, wonderful formulas, wonderful nutrients, wonderful products, wonderful organic, and the Great Broth Cafe, 877-4950. Call us for any one of your services. And if you want special holiday events, prep wonderful gifts, instead of garbage, instead of all the crap that they show on TV of what you cook and make, get the great foods, get the great organic products, get the great nutrients. Give those as gifts. Give those as part of your food get-togethers, because that's the way to be healthy. And 877-4950, Dennis and I don't charge a dime. Nothing like that. Not doctors, don't pretend to be, but we love to share information. Set up a time with Dennis or Mona. And then we are very glad to sit there and be there with you in a very comfortable setting, 877, there's never a charge, 4950. Okay? That's the truth. That's what we are there for.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.